survey results, a promotional idea, and a last five and five, all on episode number 65 of the Morning Announcements.
It's the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Alrighty, good morning, everybody. This is the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, still slightly stuffed up. Thank you very much for tuning in. This podcast is brought to you by GoToMeeting.com. We'll be talking about that a little later. But let's get the contact information out of the way. If you'd like to email me, my email is schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. Or you can call in your comments at 888-563-3228. That number again, 888-563-3228. Hey, a couple news and notes here. You can hear me over at the 1 Minute How-To podcast. I was talking to George about how to use your iPod as a weight loss tool. I'm actually down, I think I'm at about 21 pounds now. I haven't weighed myself yet today, but it's been working, and part of it is using music and keeping me motivated. So check that out over at 1MinuteHowTo.com. I'll put a direct link to that over in the show notes. And the cool thing about that podcast, if you're looking for a way to promote your podcast, go over and talk to George. It's pretty easy to come up. All it is, you have to know how to do something and be able to tell it in a minute. So go over and check that out. It's a way to, you know, promote your podcast, because we talk about my other new podcast, Building a Better Dave, on there. So, and it's, you know, it's free. So go check out George1MinuteHowTo.com. We also have A promo here from Rob Fitzgerald. I'm going to go ahead and play this up front. He does the Dead Science podcast. I was talking about this last week. And just to give you an idea, he's got in his latest podcast, Airplane Crashes. He's going to tell you my history, says, with them. And we will look and hear crashes as they happen. So just to prove to you that podcasting can be about anything, here is the promo for the Dead Science podcast.
Yes!
How do you know about that?
We are all going to die.
There is no way out.
Think you know about that?
I'm definitely drawn to the dead.
Join me on Dead Science Podcast. I'll tell you about death.
That is what I call the foie version of a promo. They're kind of cool. They're short. They come in, they go wham, and they hit you over the head with a bunch of just kind of obscure stuff to where you go, what the heck am I listening to? And then bam, they hit you with the URL at the end. So that's Rob Fitzgerald. He's going to give us our last five and five here in a second, but give you an example of, I'm going to see if I can make one of these up on the spot. Give me 2 seconds to find a file.
Hi there.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, I want to tell you about a new podcast I've been doing.
Dave.
Hi, Scott. Hi.
Hello, Dave. Dave Jackson.
Okay, it's
Dave Jackson.
Anybody want to guess what the podcast
Dave
is about?
Dave Jackson.
Anyway.
Dave Jackson. Dave Jackson.
Okay, anyway.
Dave Jackson.
Yes, that's you got it. That's okay.
Live from the basement. It's Building a Better Dave. Check us out at betterdave.com.
I trust him with my daughter's sister's aunt's uncle.
That, of course, is the voice of podcasting, better known as Scott Fletcher. Now, something else I want to let you guys know, being that Building a Better Dave is a completely non-commercial podcast, Scott has a really cool deal for podcasters. You can get a voiceover work with Scott dirt cheap with the handshake agreement that if you ever accept advertising on your podcast, that you have to pay him a little more. And even that's not outrageous. But it's a very cool deal. Like, so for instance, the School of Podcasting, I couldn't use Scott to do a promo for this one because I have sponsorship. I have GoToMeeting, which I'll be talking about too in just a second. But Building a Better Dave has no sponsorship, and it's just a handshake that, hey, if in the future Building a Better Dave gets a sponsorship, hey, if you're making money, why shouldn't Scott make money? I think that's a very cool deal, and Scott was just being goofy there. That's actually not the actual voiceover he did. You can hear that, but that was just him, I think, just warming up the mic. And Scott's a great guy. I met him in California. And check him out, CaraWorks, CaraWorks.com. In theory, conducting your meetings over the internet is a great idea. I mean, you can save a bundle on business travel and still keep those far-flung clients and employees engaged and up to date. The problem is, web conferencing can be expensive and incredibly difficult to set up and use. But we've got great news. GoToMeeting has totally revolutionized web conferencing technology. I mean, it's brought to you by the makers of GoToMyPC. GoToMeeting makes online meetings easy and affordable. If you tried another online meeting service before, you'll be amazed at the difference. With GoToMeeting, you can present, demonstrate, and collaborate with anyone in the world, anytime and anywhere. All you need is a PC with an internet connection. Take a free trial of GoToMeeting today and get unlimited meetings for 45 days. You don't even need a credit card. Just visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and use the promo code PODCAST. That's GoToMeeting.com, Try It Free button, promo code PODCAST. Try GoToMeeting free today. All right, hey, I wanted to talk to you about a new tool I found to promote your podcast. Now, is it a great tool? Yeah. But I want to make you aware of it. It's called Vertical Response. And what it is, it's their primary goal is to be an email blast kind of people. And they have the same pricing as, well, let me get to the cool part, I think, at least. And that is they allow you to make customized postcards. So let's say you're doing a podcast about weddings and you're looking for people to help promote your podcast, you might send out postcards to wedding shops, things like that. Maybe looking for sponsors. You could do that. Now, the cool thing is, if you send out one postcard, I think it's 95 cents. That includes, you know, obviously the mailing, and you don't have to deal with the post office, which these days, yeesh, around Christmas, it's brutal. Now, the other thing is, if you send, you know, 100, that drops down to, like, I think it's 85, 86 cents, something like that. Now, is this a valuable way to promote your podcast? I'm not sure. The only cool thing about postcards is even if somebody throws it away, they're going to read it as they throw it away. But if you, it's just a tool, I guess, is what I want to let you know. And I'll have links to it out the show notes. The cool thing about it, again, is the fact that there's no monthly contracts for being a promotional tool. You only pay for, if you send out six postcards, you pay for six. Very, very cool. And you actually get one for free. So if you want to send one to yourself and see what it looks like, very, very cool. I have some thoughts I'm going to be using it for in the future for some of my other podcasts, and I'll let you guys know how those work as we go along. But if you want to play with it, again, I'll have links to it out of the show notes. It's called Vertical Response. When you go to it, it's going to be looking like they're really going to be pimping their email service. If you go down to the bottom, there's a link for additional products, and you can get the stuff on their postcard system. But so far I've used it. I'm waiting for my free postcard to show up, and I'll let you know what it looks like when it gets here. All right, we talked about surveys in last week's episode, and I talked about SurveyMonkey. If you're trying to survey your fans in a way that's not so monetarily, geared, I know a lot of the Podtracks and things like that, it's really looking for advertisers. If you're just looking for, hey, I want to ask my audience something, I said SurveyMonkey is a cool way to do it. I said if you get 10%, you're doing really, really, really good. And I'll give you a prime example. This had, I had 343 people download the show last week, and I had six people respond. So 10% would have been 34. 6% is like nothing. So again, don't be discouraged. And also keep in mind, podcast is time shifting. So you may not be listening to last week's show till 3 weeks from now. I mean, I was actually listening to a podcast the other day from September. So don't be discouraged. But so here are the questions and the answer. Where do you listen to the majority of your podcast? Majority of them listen to on a portable media device or my computer, followed by my car via a portable media device. When listening, what length do you prefer to be? Majority of them, 15 to 30 minutes, followed by a tie of 30 to 45 and 1 to 5 minutes, which is interesting because this podcast is 1 to 15 minutes, and nobody chose that. When it comes to the morning announcements, you would give the content the grade of 50% said B, above average. 33% said A, excellent. And one person said average. Thank you. Nobody said below average, which is good. I haven't orned in a while. Do you own a portable media device? 100%. I'm sorry. Basically, everybody does. 66% own an iPod and 33% own something else. But nobody said no. Everybody has a portable needy device. Big surprise. Question number five, 100%. Yeah, we're all males listening to this. Apparently there are no boobs in the audience. So if you're a female, you know, please let me know. Now, I asked a question, all I want for Christmas, and we have people saying my own laptop, peace on earth, a Zoom H4 handy recorder. Those things do look very cool. I actually have contacted them to get one for review, and they kind of said, yeah, as soon as we get some in stock. They are a bit back-ordered. That was a while back. I need to call them again. World of Warcraft expansion to be out. Apple iPhone. A really expensive 3CCD digital pro camcorder. Studio lights, green screen background, and a shotgun mic with a boom. Somebody wants to do some video podcasting. And, of course, peace and love. Now, why did I ask this question? Well, if I was looking to go find sponsorship, I know I should go contact the Zoom people and the Apple iPhone people. The age range, most people, 50% are in their 30s. And then we had a tie in three categories of my 20s, my 40s, and my 60s. I didn't expect people in my 60s. Very, very cool. Because 60 is the new 40, I guess, or something. I don't know. If you have a PayPal button on your website, have you received any donations? 50% don't have a PayPal button on it. And then of the other... Well, basically 16% have a PayPal button and have received a donation, and then 33% have a donation button but haven't received a donation. How much money have you spent on podcasting? 50%, $0 to $100, 33%, $100 to $200, and 16%, $200 to $300. And then I said, if you want, you can sign the survey. So, Dan, thank you very much. Lane Williams, very smart guy, relentless marketing. Check him out. Lane Williams, Missing Alert Podcast, www.missingalert.com. I'll put a link to that out of the show notes. Karen from the UK, great to hear from you over across the pond. Jim Davis, he is on Arlington, Washington, USA, and Pedro. So that's, you know, a survey. Again, don't get discouraged if you... don't get a huge, but the good news is the people that responded, that's great information. So, and again, that's SurveyMonkey. So next up, we have our last five in five.
Hi, Dave. It's Rob at Dead Science Podcast, and like I promised you in my email, here's my last five in five. Now, I'm not trying to kiss any butt here. This is the real order of the very last five I've listened to. Number one, School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. That's your podcast. You know it. We all know it. We love it. No, really. Thanks for keeping doing it. It's a great, great asset to us all. Next, I think I listened to Rob Walsh at Podcast 411, and that's podcast411.com. I like his interviews, and I like the ideas that other podcasters put out. The number three on my list is The Paracast, and that's at theparacast.net. And that's Gene Steinberg and David Biedney do a show all about everything to do with the paranormal. You know, I kind of have an interest in that. So their show's a long one. It's always over an hour, and it's they really get on people. They don't let anything get by, so I enjoy that one a lot. The next one at number four was the Haunted New Jersey podcast, and that's at hauntednewjersey.com. And that's a couple of guys who are looking to ghost hunting and do it with a purely scientific idea and really throw out the ideas that have plagued ghost hunting for a long time, all the falsehoods and all that. So that's a good one, too. And then number five, I just caught the new one, and it's this odd, a little weird podcast. It's called... what's the name of that? Building a Better Dave. And I think that's at betterdave.com. I don't know if you've ever heard it. You ought to check it out. It's a guy who's brave enough to tell us the truth about his life. Kind of a strange one, but you should check that out. So anyway, there's my last five and five, as I promised. Thanks, and keep up the great work. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Rob. That, of course, Rob from the Dead Science Podcast. Check him out, deadscience.com. We heard his promo earlier. Very, it just proves that there are podcasts about everything. I mean, there's all this ghosty, spooky, ooh, hold me, I'm frightened stuff. Very cool. Got to check these out. And hey, here you go. Bonus podcasting idea. If I had time, I would actually think about doing this podcast. I don't know if it's because of Rob, and now he's got me thinking about death. It'd be cool to have a podcast, if you had a portable, if you had a portable recorder, of course, and maybe call it like In My Day, and go out to nursing homes and interview old people and just ask them, what advice do you have for young people or things like that, and just give them, In My Day. I don't know. I think that might be, it has potential to be entertaining. And on the other hand, it might be very rewarding because you'd be helping these people. I don't know. It's just something that came across my head. So if you got the time and a portable recorder, it's yours. Take it. I'm not going to do it. But I don't know. I think the podcaster might get more out of that than the audience. I don't know. Anyway, so there you go. Hey, that's going to do it. We are running out of time here. I always like to kind of keep these around 15 minutes. Thank you. Thank you very much for listening to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. It is the official podcast of the School of Podcasting.com. Now, what's the School of Podcasting.com? It is hours of tutorials, hundreds of resources for podcasts. So if you want to know if Cast Blaster is the right software for you, is Propaganda the right software for you, what's the difference between a SM58 and an Audio Technica 2020 sound like? Check it out, schoolpodcasting.com. You can sign up. It is a membership site, and you can unsubscribe at any time. I don't lock you in. I'm not like AOL. I'm not hard to unsubscribe from. So anyway, that's going to do it. Thank you very much. And as always, until next week, blast dismissed.